Baruchim Abayim Rabotai, welcome to another edition of our Thursday night class. We are studying tonight Parashat Chayei Sarah. Of course, the main theme of our parasha is the shiduch that is set up between Yitzhak Avinu and Rivka. The agent, Shadchan, is Eliezer, that is dispatched by Avraham Avinu alav shalom. That's the lion's share of the parasha. I don't know how these things develop when we give these shiurim, but nonetheless, by the end of the week, it develops somehow. I made the following observation. So, Avraham zaken b'avi yamim, it says Avraham was old, he's coming in his days. V'Hashem berach et Avraham b'kol, so God blessed Avraham. And then the pasuk says, V'yomer Avraham el avdo, zekan beto amoshel b'kol asher lo. So Avraham Avinu tells his eved, zekan beto is the elder of his house, amoshel b'kol asher lo, the one that is in charge of everything that belongs to him. That's a lot of words. Avdo, zekan beto, hamoshel b'chol asher lo. If I was writing the Torah, I would have wrote it, with your permission, a little differently. I would have said, Vayomer Avraham el Eliezer. You know, just, what is all this information over here? This is a bio. Who's getting married, Eliezer or Yitzhak? What do we need all this information about Eliezer? Avdo, zekan beto, moshel b'kol ashenlo. If anything, by the way, give me his qualifications as a shadchan. But instead you're telling me, Eved, zekan beto. So this right away caught my attention. You know, what's this lengthy introduction that we have over here? Now, if it was the first time Eliezer was mentioned, so then already, you know, I would say, okay, you know, he's being introduced. But there is mention of Eliezer in the previous parashiyot. There was a war that Avraham went and he took Eliezer with him. The Torah says Avraham mentioned Eliezer, that he's going to be your Yoreshim. His name comes up. So I searched, first of all, to find out what these words mean. Avdo zekan beto Moshe b'chol. I looked at Rashi first. To my dismay, Rashi on zekan beto gives me some grammatical rule over here. I'm not a big fan of grammar, so therefore this doesn't excite me too much. The grammatical rule of zekan beto, something about nikudot. I found the Gemara in Yoma 28b. The Gemara says, Eliezer Eved Avraham zaken v'yoshev Mishiva haya. Oh. The Gemara tells us a fact about Eliezer Eved Avraham. He was Zaken. Zaken in this sense doesn't mean an elder. Zaken in the Torah's language means Zeshekana Chokhmah. Somebody that acquires Chokhmah. He was a scholar. He was a Tamid Chacham. Yoshev Mishiva. And where do they know that from? Because the Pasuk says Zekan Beto. Zekan means a scholar, a Tamid Chacham. Beto means the yeshiva. Zaken v'yoshev b'yeshiva. Not only that, Hamoshel b'chol asher lo, Amar b'Elazar, Shemoshel b'torat rabo. Wow. That he's a master. What is he a master in? Hamoshel b'chol asher lo, to all that belongs to Avraham. And what belongs to Avraham? The Torah. That means Eliezer Eved Avraham has mastery over the Torah of his rabbi Avraham. Now to me, this is an eye-opener. It's a new way of looking at Eliezer. You know, when we were young, Eliezer Eved Avraham, he's the butler. He's the one that sets the chairs up, he gets the coffee. He's, you know, Avraham's aide. Now the Gemara comes on and says, no, you have a wrong view of who this man was. Eliezer Zaken v'yoshev b'yeshiva, he's a Rosh Hashiva. Now he's a Rosh Hashiva. But he's the one that's Moshel Bechol Ashelo. You know, every Rosh Hashiva has a Talmid Muvhak. You know, you have the students. I was lucky in my life, I learned with many of the Talmidim Muvhakim of Rav Aaron Cutler. I was lucky. And they were Meshamesh Rav Aaron Cutler very close, and I was able to hear a lot of the Torah that he told them. Rabbi is a Talmid Muvhak. I learned with the Talmidim Muvhakim of Racham Zaatiyah, Rosh Hashiva Purat Yosef. I studied with his main students. Now, if you wanted to study with Avraham's main student, that's Eliezer. You want to know what Avraham holds? Go to Eliezer. He's Moshel. Now, don't take that lightly, Moshel. There was a rabbi called Rabbeinu Ari. Rabbeinu Ari, he didn't have so many students, but he had students. Before he passed away, he said that only Rav Chaim Vital's interpretations of what I said are to be taken authoritatively. Anybody else that quotes me, they didn't understand me. Those are the students of Rabbeinu Ari, and he comes along and says, not everybody is Moshel in what I said. Of Rabbi Abinu Alav Shalom, his Torah is deeper than the Arizal. But Rabbi Abinu Alav Shalom is Shlosha Avot. And the only one that mastered the Torah of Abraham is Eliezer. That's a tremendous praise of aptitude in Torah to Abraham, to Eliezer. And then the Pasuk says that the Pasuk calls him Damascus Eliezer. Eliezer from Damascus. Now what do we have to know that he came from Damascus? Maybe he came from Aleppo. Maybe he came from Paras Umadai. Well, what is the Torah telling me? Damascus Eliezer. So the Gemara says, no, we don't care that he came from Damascus. Don't. It's not a location. Damascus is Rashi Tevot. Dole umashke. Dole metorat rabo umashke la'achirim. That he draws from the Torah of his master, like somebody that draws water from the well, and he dispenses it to the students. That means Eliezer was not only a Talmid, but he was the conveyor to the Talmidim of the message. So when you went to the yeshiva of Abraham, the one that was giving the shiur was Eliezer. He's the mashkeh. He would go learn Havruta with Avraham Abinu, dole, 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 dole. And then Avraham would say, okay, go out now, there's a bunch of students out there, give them everything you heard. And Avraham trusts Eliezer that he's going to give the message properly, because he's Moshel Bechol Hashelo. What is this man Eliezer? What is this man? So basically in the world there's Avraham, and the number two man after Avraham Abinu is Eliezer. Now of course we know Yitzhak Avinu. But in the home of Avraham, number two man is Eliezer. My question was on this: why do you need to tell me this now? Why do I need to know the credentials of Eliezer's Torah at the point when Avraham Abinu is going to establish him as a Shadchan? Why is it important to tell me Moshel betorato, Zaken v'yoshev v'shiva, Dole umashke? As a matter of fact, the Midrash writes, HaMoshel b'chol asher lo, Moshel b'yitzro. Kemo Avraham. That not only did he have rulership over the Torah of Avraham, meaning the right word would be mastery, but he also had mastery over himself. Moshel b'yitzro means he had discipline. It's incredible. Why now do you have to give me this the bio of Eliezer? I saw on this question 14 answers this week. Yeah, believe it. I'm not going to give you all 14 answers. However, I'm going to give you the ones that I believe, you know, were interesting enough that we should say over and we can have a practical lesson from them. But I have good news, first of all. I found the question, why does it say this? The Chida asked that question of Chida and Pnei David. Pere David says, you know, what do you have to tell me? Is it Kan Beto, Moshe Lashkola Shelo, the Messiah of the Ezer? What's the purpose of saying it? And he offers some ideas that Be'ezat Hashem will say over. But the first one I want to say over is the Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar writes, Moshe Bechola Shelo, he says, Eliezer was a wealthy man. However, there's two types of people that have wealth. One person, the wealth controls him, that he's drawn after money. He loves money. Ohev kesef, lo yizmak kesef. That type of person, the law is moshel over him. But then there's another person that has money, and he doesn't care too much about his money, and therefore you can't bribe him, you can't influence him for money. He has a mastery over what is his. Eliezer, says the Kli Yakar, was moshel bechol ashed lo to Eliezer. He had mastery over his own money, which means the money didn't affect him. He didn't care about his money. I quote his lashon. V'nuchal lomar shemilat lo shab il Eliezer. Moshel bechol ashed lo is going back to Eliezer. Lefi shekol mi shehu lahut ahar chemdat hamamon. Anybody that's drawn after the lust and the desire of money, harem mamono shalit alav, the money masters him. El kol hashed yahpot shiatenu, and therefore it's very easy to sway him. You just put some money in front of his eyes, and he becomes like a mouse or a cat that sees a mouse and runs towards it and can control himself. Says Kli Yakar, Avraham was worried, because if you're going to send the wrong guy that likes money, he can get bribed. And if he gets bribed, you know, who doesn't want to marry Yitzchak? There's probably a lot of families out there that want to get into the family of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was famous. He was a tzaddik. You remember when he went to Paro's house? Paro threw his daughter at him, Hagar. So you can imagine. So now all you need is somebody to go be the shadchan, and now somebody will come to Eliezer and put a few $1,000, grease his palms, and say, "Do me a favor, put my daughter on the list first." So therefore, says the Kli Yakar, and I quote: "Al ken he'imino shelo yikach shohad." He trusted that Eliezer, since money doesn't mean anything to him, Moshel bechol asher lo, he rules over the money and not vice versa. I guess that's in Yaneh Yoma, the Shohad. Al ken he'imino shelo yikach shohad. V'yasir libno isha she'en aguna. So that would be the introduction of the story. Ha-moshel bechol asher lo. Since he was moshel bechol asher lo, that's why he said, "You I trust to find me a shinduch." One interpretation. Rav Chida has a different interpretation. It's halachic. Chida says, listen, Eliezer was a shaliach to make the kiddushin. There's two ways you can marry a girl. One is direct and one is via an agent. You know, Ha'ish mekadesh bo u'bishlucho. Yitzhak Avinu could give the ring direct. Or, and you have a case, well, let's say the Uven lives in New York and his friend Shimon's going to Beverly Hills. And there's a girl in Beverly Hills. So he tells Shimon, he take the ring, go to Beverly Hills, knock on the door, and give it to Sarah, and say, Hare at mekudeshet l'Reuven, that's living in New York. Now I agree, it's not the most romantic way to get married, but nonetheless, it works. Shaliyah, it works. In this case, for whatever reason, Avraham decided to use a shaliyah. My theory, Avraham was old already. Like the pasuk starts, Avraham zaken, Baba Yamin. So therefore it was difficult for Avraham maybe to go and to the, So he had to find a trusted shaliach that can execute this job correctly. That's why the Torah introduces Avraham Zaken. Otherwise he would do it himself. He couldn't send Yitzhak because he doesn't want to send Yitzhak outside of Eretz Yisrael. Yitzhak's a Qurban. So Yitzhak cannot do it himself. So let Avraham do it. Avraham Zaken. Okay, so now what? Do Eliezer. Says Rav Chida, we have a problem. Eliezer cannot be a shaliach because he's a Kanani. Halakha, can I send a goy to be a shaliach to make a dushi? Of course not. Can I send a monkey to be a shaliach? No. Eliezer is Eved Kanani. So therefore, halakhically, how are you able, how is Avraham able to appoint Eliezer, the Kanani, to be a shaliach for the Kiddushin? So Rav Chida comes along and writes in his answer, V'chi tema, Eved eno na'ase shaliach l'kiddushin. V'Eliezer ya shaliach l'kiddushin. So he says, that's why the pasuk has to come along and say, hold it, you don't know who Eliezer was. He used to be Avdo, but he graduated to Zekan Beto HaMoshe B'chol HaShelo, and therefore became a Rosh Yeshiva. Must be Avraham freed him, because if he was still an Eved, you can't make an Eved, you can't teach an Eved Torah. So therefore, it has to come and tell you the legal status of Eliezer, that what made him valid to become a Shaliyah. So it says all that. Pasuk says, Vayomer Avraham el Avdo. Hold it, Avdo. Can't say it, Avdo. No, no. It was his Avdo meaning used to be. But the Avdo became Zekan Beto, HaMoshe Bechol HaShelo. Ah, now he became a Ben Torah. Must be he freed him. And therefore, I'm going to say something inaccurate. He's Jewish. Ah, he's Jewish. He can become a Shaliyah. Therefore, Ra'uli Yot Shaliyah. So that's his interpretation. There might be a third interpretation, which, by the way, is a very easy interpretation. I mean, this one should be an automatic. We don't have to say this one, but I found a Ben Ubachya that says it. So we have to give note for that. Avraham Avinu is trusting Eliezer with something that is very, very critical, and that there's no room for mistake. And to find, you know, one of the imahot, there's only four of them. So it's a very rare commodity. It's an endangered species. And one of them already they found, Sarah. So there's only three of these left in the world. So for Eliezer to find, you know, one of the Imaot, and this is going to be the mother of Yaakov Avinu, this is a serious job. There's no room for error. I mean, that's why he's making him swear and going. How could Avraham trust Eliezer? Avdo, in such a high level shlichut. So the Torah has to come along and say, hold it, you don't know who Eliezer was. Eliezer, after Avraham, is Eliezer. HaMoshel b'chol ha'shelo, Moshel b'yitzro, Moshel b'torato, Zaken v'yoshel b'yishiva. If there's anybody that Avraham's going to trust, because all the Torah of Avraham, Eliezer has. So therefore, Avraham can trust him that he knows exactly what to look for. Rabbeinu Bahya writes, Bi'era katuv, ki mitzad shaya zaken, it's the story, Avraham was a zaken, pahad al atzmo pen yamut, terem hisio et Yitzchak. Incredible. Avraham said, I'm an old man. He didn't know how long he was going to live. He thought that he might not even make it by the time Eliezer comes back. So therefore, the Ben Ubachya writes, Velo ratza leshloach sham ha'eved b'lti shivu'ah. He didn't want to send Eliezer without a shivu'ah. Pen yamut terem shi'azor min ha'shlichut. That maybe Avraham's going to die before he comes back. Ve'al ken hishbiya et avdo. Why did he make him make a shivu'ah? כי ידע ביצחק שישמע לעצתו ולא יעבור על דברי פיו. Amazing. That means after Abraham, who does Yitzchak have to go for counsel to, says Merubachia? Eliezer. That's incredible. That means Eliezer is the Yoresh Keilu of the Yoetz, of the power of advice to Yitzchak. So therefore, he says, you have to swear to me, because I know that Yitzchak is going to you for the advice, and therefore I'm giving you instructions. Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. Do not veer from these instructions, because if I die, you're the only one that knows exactly what I want, and he's going to ask you, and therefore you have to execute. So why does he trust him with such a thing to be the advisor of Yitzchak? So the Torah says, because he's Zekan Beto, Moshel Bechol Hashelo, he has the credentials. That if Avraham is not around, Yitzhak knows who would my father want me to take advice from. There's only one person who knows my father's shita properly. I would have said, if Avraham dies, Yitzhak, you're on your own. No. Avraham says he's coming to you, because he knows your status. So that would be another reason why it introduces the credentials of Eliezer before the shidduch. Let me say one more, although I'm getting to the last two. This is just to warm you up to the subject. I found a perush by the Zerach Shimshon. It became very popular, this book. It became popular for the wrong reasons. A book is supposed to become popular because it's a good book and it has nice Devrei Torah. Well, in our generation, that's not enough for a book to become popular. But if the author promises you that if you read his book, good things will start to happen to you, so then you really don't care what it says in the book. The book becomes automatically good because of the consequence that the author promises. That's a shame. But the author did promise that. That if you read his book, and you study it, and you promote his Devrei Torah, you will have a Yeshua. So let's read the words of the Zerach Shimshon, and Bezat Hashem, the author will keep his word to us, all present. So he writes, V'halo ha'abadim hashudim al kol ha'isurin u'mikot sheken al arayot. One thing we know about Eved Kanaani, they're suspect. You know what they're suspect to? Immorality. We know that Eved Kanaani is—they're immoral. Says the Zerach Shimshon, Avraham, you're going to send Eliezer Eved Kanaani, that's Hashud al Arayot. He's going to be alone with Rivka, which is on the way back. It's just both of them. The halakha is so concerned about Yehud, especially now with an Eved Kanaani that's Hashud and Arayot, you're going to let him be the one to bring back this bride, one of the Imaot? How can Eliezer be the one that's chosen for this job? Says the Rav, Al Ken Amara Katuv Zekan Beto, like it says in Yoma 28, Eliezer Zaken V'Yoshev V'Shiva, שנאמר ביומר אברהם אל עבדו זקן ביתו דמשק אליעזר שדולה ומשקה מתורת רבו לאחרים ואם היה מלמד לאחרים, if he was a teacher of Torah and he was a כן ויושב בשיבה פשיטה ודאי שלא היה פרוץ בעריות. For sure he didn't have immorality, because Torah study breaks the yitzhar of immorality, like the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes immorality only finds itself in a brain that's empty from wisdom. But if a person has chokhmah inside of him, so the yetzer hara of immorality dissipates. So the Torah has to come along according to the Zerach Shimshon. Bayomer el avdo. Avdo? Eved Kanaani is hashud al arayot. Nah, zekan beto. Hamoshel bechol ha'shelo. You're talking about a Torah man. Torah man, you have to be choshed about arayot. And therefore, he was able to send him. So that's yet another mahalach. I will point out, Rav Chida also was mechaven to the same chedush. He says it in Pnei David as well. Another interpretation. Another interpretation could be based on the pasuk in Parashat Va'etchanan. Va'etchanan, it says, Et Adonai Elohecha Tira Ve'oto Ta'avod U'bishmo Teshaveya. It's a pasuk. Et Hashem Elohecha Tira, you have to fear God. Ve'oto Ta'avod, serve Him. U'bishmo Teshaveya, and swear in His name. So Rashi HaKadosh says that if you're a person that fears God and you serve God, meaning you're an Eved of God, ve'otot ta'avod, then you have a right to swear. But if you don't have those prerequisites, don't make swears. Because we don't trust that you're going to keep it. Because if you're breaking God's law, and if you don't keep God's word, what tells us that you're going to keep your own word? If you're breaking the word of God, for sure you're going to break your own word. There was a person, I saw this mashal once from Rav Eliyahu Lofes, Alav Hashem Yizkoram in Porat Yosef. He said, there was a fellow, he made himself like a bank in his house, like a piggy bank that they call it, forgive me. And he puts money in there, savings. His neighbor told him, this is not for you, this system. He says, why not? He says, because you're a bank robber. You break into vaults that you don't have the key to. This, you have the key to. Go check in, you're going to break into it. So he said, if a person breaks into God's vault, where he has no right, certainly he's going to break into his own words that he said himself. If he's breaking into the word of God, his word is not going to be better than the word of God. So therefore, the pasuk says, only somebody that has this stature can make shivu'ah. Oh, the pasuk writes that Eliezer now is under oath. Now today you see again in Yanei Diyuma all these tzaddikim that are testifying in front of Congress. They tell them, put up your right hand and make an oath. Now I'm sure all these people that are giving the oath are et Hashem Elohecha Tira ve'otot ta'avod. These are from the Lamed Vav tzaddikim. Otherwise they wouldn't put their hand up to make an oath. So the pasuk is coming to tell you, how did Avraham trust Eliezer that he's going to keep a shivuah? So the pasuk says, "Vayomer el avdo," like the pasuk says, "Ve'oto ta'avod." If a person already commits himself to be an eved Hashem and is at Hashem Elohecha Tira, he has fear of God. So therefore, the Torah comes along and says, that's why Avraham trusted that Eliezer had the prerequisites or the qualifications that a shivuah will be significant to him. But if he didn't have zikan beto, moshel bi yitzro, moshel bi kol hashelo, he would say, what am I making shivuah for? You're not trustworthy. So it justifies the shivuah. Okay. So I think we said already 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 answers. You have 5 or no? Good, 5, okay, good. It's the 6th and the 7th answer that I really came for. But I didn't get to number 6 right away. I got to these over here. So I said, if it was only these, to give a class only for these, it's nice hadushim, but it's not a punch. People come to the Thursday night class for the punch. No punch yet, but in 6 and 7 there's a punch. So what happens? We go slow. This hadush I found in the sefer called Tiferet Shelomo. Got over here. So Eliezer goes, he gets to the well right away. Divka is very, very generous. Gives Eliezer to drink, the camels to drink. Eliezer takes that as a sign from God that this is the girl. He gives her the rings, the jewelry. He thanks God, Baruch Hashem Elohe Adonai Avraham. He says, go home, tell your father, you know, prepare your father, I'm coming to visit. Of course, Rivka has a brother, the brother's Lavan already, he saw the ring. He saw the engagement ring. He said, oh, there's money over here. So he got all excited. He saw the ring on the finger of his sister. And right away, you know, he gives him red carpet. Lama tamod b'chutz, baruch haba, come on in. And he comes into the house of Eliezer, and they give him some food to eat. He says, no, I'm not come to eat. I'm here on a mission. He's okay. What's the mission? He says, Eved Avraham Anochi. I'm the servant of Avraham. And he starts to tell him, you know, about Yitzhak and so on and so forth, and the promise that he made to Avraham to go find a girl. And then he makes the following statement. Va'avo hayom el ha'ayin. He says, and I came today to the ayin. I came today to the well. Meaning I arrived today. So that she, very, very beautiful that she here, that she comes along and says, I came today, va'avo hayom, hayom yatsati, va'hayom bati. I left today, and I arrived today. Now, at first I didn't see the big hiddush in that until I took out the map. And when I took out the map, and I figured out where Eliezer was, and where he went to, at least according to my calculations, walking, it should take 17 days to get from where he was to where he's going. And for him to come along and say, Hayom yatsati, v'hayom bati, now how do you get, and I don't care if you're taking the Concord, how do you get in 17 days in one day? So that she comes along and says, haha, magic. Mikan shekav shalo ha'aris. He had what's called kefitzat ha'aris, something that we need in Brooklyn. Kefitzat ha'aris means, as far as I know, what it means is the trip was shortened. Kefitzat ha'aris. All of a sudden, abracadabra, he was there. Ayom yatzati, ayom bati. Give me some to honest. I can't explain it because I never experienced it, but something that you find yourself in the place where you want to be immediately, without having to go into traffic, and without having to stand online, and without having any of the pressures that we have living in the city. No, ayom bati, ayom yatzati, ayom bati. Fine. How did Rashi know that? What did he see in this pasuk that he knows that it was a walk? All it says is va'avo hayom ilayin. All it says is I arrived today. Now it doesn't say how long it took him to get there, but Rashi comes along as if something you saw in the pasuk. Hayom yatsati, hayom bati. How does Rashi know? Now once he says it, then he says, "Oh, mikan shekav shalo ha'aretz." Must be he had some sort of kefitzat ha'aretz. So I need to tell you what the Baal Shem Tov says. But I'm going to ask you to be mature and try not to use it. The Baal Shem revealed to us the holy name of God, that if you think about this name of God, you can get kefitzat ha'aretz. So this was done with Kavanot. It's four letters of Hashem's name. If you're in traffic and the cars are not moving and you just think of these four letters, it might work, but I recommend that you don't use the Shemot. We're not telling you these Shemot that you should use them. And maybe I'm putting you in a bigger test that I shouldn't put you in, but you shouldn't use it. Again, a disclaimer. Rav Chaim Vital once used Shemot and the Arizal chastised him. He needed to run away. He was in Jerusalem and there was a general there, an Arab called Abu Saifin. And Abu Saifin took him to the river Gihon and he told Rav Chaim Vital that he wants to open the river. Chaim Vital didn't know who this Abu Saifin guy was, opened the river, it seems it was locked. It was closed. So Reb Chaim Vital used the shem and flew to Damascus. He got a kivitzat haderech shem. Later on, the Arizal would chastise him and say, "You don't know what you had today. Abu Saifin was the Gilgul of Sanhairiv. Sanhairiv, he locked up the river Gihon. Today he came back to open the river. If you would have used one of the Shemot to open the river, Mashiach would have came today." So the Rav Chaim Vital said, "I know, but I didn't want to use the Shemot." So the Arizal said, "But you used it to fly to Damascus. So already, once you used it already, you could have used it on the river Mashiach when it came." So you see, even Rav Chaim Vital, they don't recommend using Shemot. The Shem is the following four letters. Aleph, He, Vav, He. Where does it come from? From the first words of the Torah. Bereshit bara Elohim. Et Hashamayim ve'et Ha'aris. That's the Kavana. Et Hashamayim ve'et Ha'aris. Shemechaven Aleph He Vav He. Bingo. It gives you, I guess the Kavana is that you're able to get the speed of the Shamayim on the Aris. Et Hashamayim ve'et Ha'aris. You're able to travel like an angel. Et Hashamayim ve'et Ha'aris on earth. I saw that the Belzer Rebbe said, "Where did Eliezer know the Shem from? Where does he know the Shem from? He's not a Kabbalist. There's only one place he can know the Shem from. Avraham Avinu. So Avraham must have given over the Shem to Eliezer." So I said to myself, where do you see in the text that he gave over the Shem? So I found it. If you look in the beginning, when it says that he made him swear, so the pasuk writes, and I quote, "Vayasem et ha'eved tachat yerech Avraham." He put his hands under, under the leg of his master, and the pasuk says that he said the following: Hashem Elokei Hashamayim veElokei Haaretz Asher lekachani mibet Avi umeEretz Molati. At the time of the Shivu'ah, he said, Hashem Elokei Hashamayim veElokei Haaretz. So the Baal Shem Tov says, at that point, the reason why he said Elokei Hashamayim veElokei Haaretz is to hint him the Shem of Kipitzat HaDerech. Aleph, He, Vav, He. Elohei Hashamayim veElohei Haaretz. The Belzer Rebbe added that when you see Eliezer actually start to travel, what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, and I quote, "Vayikach ha'eved asara gemalim." He took the camels. "Vayelech," and he went. "Vechol tuv Adonav biyado." He had all the goods of his master. Says the Belzer Rebbe, what's the goods? Well, he had the jewelry, the bangle, the nose ring, all the dowry. Says the Belzer Rebbe, that if you take the word tuv, tuv gematria is 17. The shem of kipitzat haderech is aleph he, which is 11. Aleph he, which is 6. Vav he, which is 11, which is 17. V'chol tuv Adonav, that he had the tuv of Adonav, he was carrying the shem of the kefitza. And I added to the Belzer Rebbe's Hadush, the pasuk says, "Vayelech v'chol tuv Adonav." That how did he vayelech? How did he travel? He didn't travel in the conventional way. Vayelech, the traveling of Eliezer was v'chol tuv Adonav. And when did he get the kol tuv Adonav? When Avraham told him, "Hashem Elokei Hashamayim v'Elokei Haaretz." That's the trick. So now, look how unbelievable. He comes to Laban and Betuel. And what does he tell them? Va'avo hayom el ha'ayin. Oh. The Rashi Tevot, va'avo hayom el ha'ayin, is vav he, aleph he. It's the same letters. But he switched them backwards. That wasn't the Shem that Abraham gave him. Why does Eliezer over here, but Nashiach Kadosh, who knows the secrets of the Torah, when he sees the Shem of Kefitzat HaDerech, he comes along and says, Hayom Yatzati Vayom Bati. Already from the Rashi Tevot of the Shem of the Kefitzat HaDerech, Rashi says there was a fast track over here. But says the Baal Shem, amazing. There's two ways that Kefitzat HaDerech happens. Either you are transported to the Aretz, or the Aretz is transported to you. I cannot explain more than that. What goes to what? So the after Rav in Ohev Yisrael, he writes that sometimes you go to the Aretz when you mechaven the Shem straight. Aleph, He, Vav, He, then it happens where you are transported to the Aretz. But when you mechaven the Shem backwards, then the Aretz comes to you. So Eliezer, for some reason, was mechaven the Shem backwards. Va'avo hayom elayin. So look what she says. Hayom yatzati vayom bati mikan shekafsa lo haaretz. That she's so meduyak here. From here you see that kafsa lo haaretz. Where did she see that? From the fact that the Shem was written backwards, that it wasn't that he was kofetz to the haaretz. Mikan shehaaretz kafsa lo. What a diyuk of Rashi. It's incredible, the accuracy of Rashi here. This is Rashi Apiyah Kabbalah. But then Rashi's not done. Rashi comes along and says, Amar Rabbi Aha, Yafeh Sichatan Shel Avdei Avot Lefnei HaMakom Betoratan Shel Banim. That she starts to tell us, you look how beautiful the Torah appreciates the conversation of Eliezer. The conversation of Eliezer, who was only the servant of the Avot, God appreciates those words even more than the Torah of the children. Look how much words the Torah allots to Eliezer. 68 Pesukim. I asked a simple question. Why now that she decides to tell us this fact, Yafesi Hatan Shel Avdei Avot? He should have told me this in the beginning of the story. In the middle of the story when he says, I came today. That she says, oh, Yafesi Hatan Shel Avdei Avot. You know what the explanation is? That she says, here's the best place to show you how valuable Sihatan Shel Avdei Avot. Because, listen, I'm giving a shiur tonight. Let's say somebody's going to transcribe what I said. I guarantee you, if you take the Rashi Tevot of the words that I said tonight, you will find no hidden messages. I'm lucky if I could communicate to you a message using the words, let alone as I'm talking, say specific words that have hidden messages in the Rashi Tevot and in the Sofer Tevot. You need to be a very high level person to communicate, and then as you're communicating, every word is measured to be studied on a deeper level. They say about Rav Chaim Volozhin, I read it today, that when he was talking to somebody in a regular conversation, he would review the Rif. He had a seder of reviewing the Rif, the Rabbeinu Alfasi's Pshitot. So you're talking to him, you just talk, but in his brain, after he finished the conversation, okay, Baruch Hashem, make a siyum masechet. What? You were just talking, not finished the Rif as he's talking. So when Eliezer is talking, it looks like simple. He's telling Navan and Betuel, Va'avo hayom el ha'ayin. Meanwhile, he just threw a shame in there. He just threw a shame in the Rashi Tevot. But if you're listening to that conversation, you don't know what he's doing. So that she over there, after he says Va'avo hayom el ha'ayin, she says Yafeh sihatan shel avot. Because here you see the Yafeh Sihatan, that even when they were talking, the Siha, regular conversation, look at the Look at the hadushim that were laid in inside. Okay. Now that you know this, comes the Tiferet Shlomo and claims the following. In those days, the only place where you can get Torah was from Abraham. He's the only one that has it. There's no books, there's no bookstore, there's no internet, there's no other rabbis. So Eliezer, every day of his life, is learning Torah from Avraham Avinu. Hamoshir b'chol ha-shiloh. Now all of a sudden, Avraham tells him, you gotta go make find the shiduch. Eliezer says, where do you want me to find the shiduch? No, you gotta go to Lavan and Betuel. He takes out the map like I did. He says, what are you talking about? 17 days this way, 17 days. You tell me 32 days I'm not gonna be studying, 34 days I'm not gonna be studying Torah? Impossible. Eliezer cannot go one day. In Ta'azbeni Yom, if you leave the Torah one day, it leaves you 2 days. Eliezer cannot leave his Rebbe even for one day without studying Torah. So he tells Avraham, how can I go over here? What's going to be with the learning? The Tzaddik, even 1 second, does not want to interrupt from his learning. You know, there's an old tradition that Eliyahu Navi comes to every Brit Milah. So the Mefarshim ask, why does he have to come to every Brit Milah? Because one time he told God that the Jewish people have forsaken the Brit Milah. So God said, you're speaking bad about my children? Now every Brit Milah you're going to have to go to and come back to me and tell me that they're doing the Brit Milah. It's a punishment. I said, that's a punishment? It's a great thing to go to a Brit Milah. The punishment should have been, you can't go to a Brit Milah anymore. You can only go to hear the rabbi's speech. That's a punishment. But to go to Brit Milah, why would God punish? What's the punishment? So I saw the Mekubalim say something amazing. What's the Eliyahu Hanavi doing in Shamayim? He's learning. Now he's learning with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, all the tzaddikim. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, now we're going to say the Hiddush. Oh, the Eliyahu is a Brit. You got to go. Now it comes back. Could you repeat it? We repeat it. We can't repeat it. We're going further. Weiter. Okay, they start learning more. Now we're going to say Hadush. Eliyahu, there's a Brit Milah in Brooklyn. So the tzar of Eliyahu Navi is that his learning gets broken. The tzaddik has tzar from that. Eliezer says the Tiferet Shlomo had tzar from the learning. So Avraham Avinu says, listen, I have a way that you could do this and you won't miss a day of learning. You don't give the Shemot over to somebody unless there's a reason. So all of a sudden he says, listen, what if I tell you that you'll be back tomorrow? What if I tell you you'll be back for tomorrow Shi'ul, you're not going to miss one day? So, oh, this is already, I'll do it. So the Pasuk says, Vayomer el Avdo, Zekan beto hamoshel bechol ha-shelo. You know Eliezer was? Eliezer is Zaken v'yoshev v'yishiva. Eliezer is Dole u'mashkem b'torat rabo. Moshel b'torat rabo. Once already you know how much Torah is important to Eliezer, now you know what the rush was. Now you know why he had to give him a shem. Ayom bati, ayom yatzati. You know why everything was expedited over here. It had to be. Because Eliezer had to be back the next day in order they shouldn't miss one day of the shi'ur. But if Eliezer is not such a Torah giant, so all of a sudden now you became a matmid. All of a sudden now I'm sending you on a job. Now all of a sudden you missed the whole ben hazmanim. You didn't open up a book. Now all of a sudden you want to become a matmid. Like these guys that go to yeshiva. The whole zman, they're fooling around. Comes ben hazmanim when their mother needs help in the kitchen. No, I got to go learn. I have to go learn. And now you became a matmid. When you're supposed to be learning, you're fooling around. When you're supposed to be helping, now all of a sudden he becomes Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. All of a sudden the guy becomes a bookworm. Anyway, the Lashon of the Tiferet Shlomo, just so you hear his words, like this. Beautiful Lashon. He says, Achainyan. כי אליעזר דולה ומשכם מתורת רבו והיה לו צר לו מאוד. He was agonizing שיתבטל יום מחדושי תורה של אברהם אבינו עליו השלום. Couldn't give up one day of the Torah of Abraham. לכן היום הזה שהלך מאת פני אברהם וישמע ממנו דברי תורה, he's going to leave, היה הכרח שיבוא באותו היום. He had to come back the same day. למען לא יתבטל יום אחד מלשמוע חדושי תורה מפי רבו. So all this was in order that there shouldn't be even one day of ביטול תורה for the Eliezer. He said, who's Eliezer? זה כאן ביתו, משה בכל אשר. No, Eliezer's credentials for Torah are worth it to give him a shem to expedite his travels, plans, in order that he should be back at the yeshiva the next day for the shiur. That's yet the sixth interpretation. And now I come along to tell you the seventh interpretation. There's a big question here that the Mefarshim ask. I saw this question, the Hidar of Hidar brings it. Actually, there's another sefer here that I found called Givulat Binyamin. Parashat Hayasara, Givulat Binyamin. I'm giving you a hypothetical question here now. What would have happened if Eliezer would have died? I know we talked about Abraham dying, but that, Rabbi Nachman said, we have insurance on that. If Abraham dies, don't worry, Eliezer knows exactly what he's supposed to do. Yitzhak will ask Eliezer for the advice, and everything is fine. But what if Eliezer would have died? So the Halakha writes that if he had given Kiddushin to a girl, and he dies, now Yitzhak doesn't know who he's married to. So the Halakha says Yitzhak would be forbidden to every girl in the world, because we don't know, maybe that girl is related to the one that he got engaged to, and therefore it's a sister or a relative. So why didn't Abraham suspect that maybe Eliezer will die on the way, and if he dies on the way, Yitzhak cannot get married? You hear the suspicion? Now you'll say it's far-fetched. It's not far-fetched at all, by the way. Do you know that Eliezer almost died on the way? Do you know that? You remember when he got there, you know what they did to him? They said, let's make a l'chaim. Betuel, let's make a l'chaim. What did he do? He put poison in. Now, why did he want to lynch Eliezer? What's the benefit? Because if he kills Eliezer, Yitzhak can't get married. And if Yitzhak can't get married, there's no Klal Yisrael. That's what we say in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, V'Lavan Bikesh La'akor Et Hakol. Lavan intended to kill all of Klal Yisrael. You don't have to kill all of Klal Yisrael. You just have to knock off the Shaliach of the Kiddushin, and then Yitzhak is stuck, and therefore there's no Klal Yisrael. So when I ask this question, hey, how come Abraham didn't suspect that maybe Eliezer can get knocked off? That's a fair question, because it almost happened. And if that would have happened, we're not giving a shiur here tonight. Yitzhak doesn't get married and Klal Yisrael is in jeopardy. Abraham, well, obviously knows that the Satan could be mekatreg. Why wasn't he concerned? Says the Rav, he was concerned. That's why he gave him the shem for Kipitzat HaDerech. That's why he didn't want to risk this to be a 34-day trip. The longer the trip, the more something can go wrong. So therefore he said, listen, I got to get you back as quick as possible. Here's the shem. All right, fine. So the odds clearly are now less. Ask the Rav, but wait, what's going to guarantee Eliezer doesn't die on that day? He says, the trick of David HaMelech. Remember, David HaMelech was told by God that he's going to die on Shabbat. So what did he do the whole Shabbat? He just learned the whole day. David HaMelech knew that as long as he's learning, the Satan won't be able to get him. Says the Gevurat Binyamin, and I quote, Kasher, למה עשה כן אברהם? Why did Abraham send Eliezer? ולא היה חושש למיטת השליח. He says, because יש תקנה, because he was able to fix it. שלא יפסיק פומם מגרסה. He told Eliezer, just don't stop learning the whole time, כמו שעשה דוד המלך. Hear this? So he asks on himself, he says, hold it. He's got to go to sleep. When he's sleeping, he's not learning. So he says, no. If it was a 17-day trip, he has to sleep. But since it was only a 1-day trip, the Gemara says you're allowed to stay without sleeping up to 3 days. So therefore, Eliezer did not sleep the whole trip. And what must he have been doing? He must have been speaking Torah the whole time. Only problem is, he wasn't speaking Torah the whole time. When he comes to Laban and Betuel, he starts saying, I'm the servant of Abraham. He's giving him a story. What kind of Torah is this over here? So says the Rav, he says, go back to that Rashi. Rashi comes along and says, Va'avo hayom ela'ayin. So right away Rashi says, Hayom yatzati, hayom bati. Kipisat ha-derech. Kipisat ha-derech. So therefore, he didn't have to sleep. He came quickly because Avram doesn't want to take a risk that he's going to die. But now that she's bothered, but he's talking to them. So that she, in that Rashi, comes along and says, Yafe sihatan shel avde avot ketoratan shel banim. That when these Eliezer is talking, even in Sihat Hulin, it's like he's talking the Vrei Torah. And the proof of the pudding is, everything Eliezer said, where is it found? In the Torah itself. These words of Eliezer were so laden with understanding and so laden with Hiddushim. This was not a conversation that ends up in some diary somewhere. The conversations of Eliezer ends up where? In the Torah itself. That means even when Eliezer was telling the story, that story that he's telling has a status of what? Talmud Torah. And therefore, actually, Lo pasak pumeh. He did not stop learning for 24 hours straight from when he started the mission till he finished it. Even when he's at the well talking, even when he's talking to Laban and Betuel, anything he said is documented in the book. If it's documented in the book, that means God said his words have such stature that even when he's talking mundane, it's not mundane. So therefore, the sheikh comes along and says, two things protected Eliezer. Number one, Hayom Bati. Hayom Yatzati Bayom Bati. It's a quick trip, so I don't have to sleep. And number two, Rashi throws it in the same place. Yafesi Hatan Shel Avdei Avot Mitoratam Shel Banim. Says the Rav. And I quote, Behalo Haya Choshesh Lemita Umnam. Yeah, when he's learning, that's good. But when he was talking, he's telling what happened with Rivka at the well. How did he start talking? Once he stops talking, once he stops learning, the Satan can get him. Lachen pirush Rashi yafe sihatan shel avdei avot mitoratam shel banim. And therefore, Eliezer's talking is considered Talmud Torah. Now I understand my original question. The Torah comes along and says, who was Eliezer? Eliezer is Zaken v'yoshev v'yishiva. Eliezer is Moshel b'chol ha-shelom, Moshel b'torato shel Abraham. That's why Abraham trusted Eliezer that he'll be able to go for 24 hours straight without stopping learning Torah for a second. If Eliezer wasn't a Moshel b'torato shel Abraham, if Eliezer was not a Zaken sheyoshev b'yishiva, Avraham would not be able to trust him, because the Satan would be able to kill him. And if the Satan kills him, Yitzhak can't get married. So the Torah has to give us a prerequisite. Who was being sent? The Matmid. After Avraham Abinu, the greatest Matmid of the generation is Eliezer. It's giving me his Torah credentials. And I ask the question, what is Torah credentials with Dura Shadchan? Give me his Shadchan credentials. Because for this Shadchan, the Torah credentials are essential. Because he's got to be like David HaMelech here. He cannot stop. And even more, even when he's talking, he has to be like Rav Chaim Volozhin that's thinking about the reef. Even when he's talking simple talk, his mind has to be in the learning. So he says, "Va'avo hayom el'ayin." Even that already, he's throwing around shemot, tzrashet tevod, so on and so forth. Mikan, that she says, "Shkapsa lohar." That means everything Eliezer said in this week's parasha, it's not stam talk. Although we call it sihatan shel avdei avot, but as she says, it's better than toratan shel banim, because everything he said made it to the Torah. So all these conversations today, when we're learning these conversations, it's Talmud Torah, we're learning now. We're not just repeating a conversation, a telephone conversation of a shadchan. The telephone conversation of the shadchan becomes Toratan Shel Banim. Lo pasak tumer. Look how beautiful. Just from one observation of Rav Chida, what are you telling me about Eliezer and his biography and his Torah before the mission? The seven answers, I repeat. Answer number one is the Kli Yakar. HaMoshel Bechol HaShedlo, Eliezer ruled over his money and the money didn't rule over him. Avram wasn't worried he can get bribed by some rich father-in-law that's going to put some money in Eliezer's pocket and he's going to bring home some has-been instead of bringing home, you know, some tzedeket. He's HaMoshel Bechol HaShedlo. He rules over the money and the money doesn't rule over him. Therefore Abraham says, you can go find a wife. Nobody's going to be able to touch you. Second explanation is Ibn Ubachya. How is Abraham trusting Eliezer with such a mission? This is finding one of the Imaot. Because he knew he was a Ben Torah, Eliezer. Eliezer knows the Torah of Abraham like nobody else. He's Moshe Bechol HaShedlo. And he also knew that there's nobody else that can advise Yitzhak in the case Abraham dies before this is over. Therefore, there's nobody more qualified for this job. If Abraham's not going to do it because he's Zaken, Yitzhak can only have Eliezer doing the job. Why? Because he's Moshe Bechol HaShedlo, Moshe Betorato. Third explanation is the Chida. How can Avraham choose Eliezer to be a Shaliach Kiddushin? He's Eved Kenani, he's Pasul. No, must be freedom. And the proof of the pudding is, he's teaching Torah in the yeshiva. Can Eved teach Torah? Lo asachim lekol goy, umishpatim vayidahum. So the Pasuk says it's true. Vayomer el Avdo. But this Avdo ended up becoming Zekan Beto Moshe Bechol HaShedlo. Therefore he's considered a legal Shaliach for the Kiddushin. Therefore he's able to go. Fourth explanation we said from the Zerah Shimshon. Zerah Shimshon said, how can he send Eved Kenani, the Hashud in Arayot, the Hashud in immorality? You're going to let him be alone with Rivka? So, no, the Rambam says that if you learn Torah, Torah is the greatest cure. Barati Yetzarara, Barati Torah Tevalin. If a person studies Torah, his mind is occupied in learning, immorality in Arayot moves away. So the Torah says, he was a Torah person. He was a Zaken v'yoshem v'shiva v'dole u'mashkeh. Dole u'mashkeh, there's no arayot problem. Therefore, says the Zera Shimshon, he's suitable and there's no hashar of Yehud. Fifth explanation I explain is, how did Abraham trust in the Ezra with a Shivua? Explanation is, because it says in Va'et Hanan, et Hashem Elohecha tira ve'oto ta'avod u'vishmot teshaveya. If you have et Hashem Elohecha tira ve'oto ta'avod, you can make a Shivu'a. So the Torah is giving us the credentials of Eliezer, why a Shivu'a would be beneficial to him. Why we're not concerned that he might break the lock of the Shivu'a, because he's Avdo, ve'oto ta'avod. Sixth explanation, as we said from the Tiferet Shlomo, Eliezer received a holy name from Abraham, the name of Kipisat HaDerech, Aleph He Vav He. For whatever reason, he used it in the reverse way. And as a result, that she says, instead of him going to the Ares, that she's Midayek, Mikan, from the backwards, Va'avo Hayom Elahayin, Vav He Aleph and Mikan, Shekapsa Lo Ha'ares, that the Ares came to him. V'chol tuv Adonav biyado. When he went, the Belzer Rebbe said he carried the tuv, the 17 gematria aleph hey, vav, had the shem of Kri. And we question, why would Abraham give him the shem? Let him go for 17 days. Let him go on the. You don't give the shemot. Arizal was angry at Rav Chaim Vital for using shemot. Now Abraham just giving him a shem to get out of traffic. And the explanation we said is because Eliezer didn't want to miss one day in the yeshiva. Eliezer was Zaken, be Yoshev, be Shiva, and he was Moshel. And if you're not going to learn by Avraham, there's no other Rebbe in the world to teach Torah, because the Torah wasn't given yet. So it's not like you say, okay, you go to the... No, Avraham's the only one that's got the Torah. So therefore he told his Rebbe, how can I go leave you for 17 days and come back? So he said, Vayomer el Avdo, Zekan Beto, Moshe Bekol HaShelo. Then he says, Hashem Elokei HaShamayim VeElokei HaAretz. Says the Shem, I'll see you tomorrow morning this year. By tomorrow morning you'll be home already. That's why Lavan and Betu'ed and Rishayim, what did they tell Eliezer? Stay for 10 days. Stay. They want him to Batil Torah, Rishayim. He says, no. I'm going right back home. Why right back home? Already, the only reason why I came here so quickly is so that I could come back. So the credentials of Eliezer are integral to know why everything was being expedited. The last explanation that we saw from the Gevulat Binyamin, the last explanation that the Rav says, was why wasn't Avraham concerned that Eliezer might die? And if Eliezer dies, Yitzhak is stuck for the rest of his life, because if the Shaliach Kiddushin dies, he can't get married. He says because they had a trick, the trick of David HaMelech. If you don't stop learning, the Satan can't get you. Now how can we be sure that Eliezer is not going to stop learning? Because he's Zekan Beto HaMoshed Bekol HaShelo, because he's Zaken V'Yoshed V'Shiva. Right, but he's got to go to sleep. He doesn't got to go to sleep. This was not a 17-day trip. It was a one-day trip so he could stay up the whole time. Yeah, but he was talking. He wasn't learning the whole time. Yafeh sihatan shel avdei avod. That even the siha of the avdei avod has the status of Torah. And therefore, it was the Torah that was magna umatzla. The Torah actually protected it. So you could not find a more suitable shadchan. Because Eliezer was able to, and it worked. When they gave him that cup of wine with the poison laced in it, because Eliezer didn't stop for a second, who ended up drinking it? Betuel. He became Moroccan, Eliezer. The Moroccans, when they drink, they switch hands, they go like this. So he said, the custom we have was to go like this. Betuel couldn't get out of it, and he ended up drinking, and he croaked. But Eliezer was this close. What's the explanation? Lo pasak pumeh megivsa. This is a classic example of what we always talk about. Piriya v'riviya b'Torah. You know this biological piru. That's, you know, a person gets married, has children. But when you study Torah, the Torah also is able to hear. When I sat down tonight, or this week to give the derash, I saw a small little observation, a small little question that nobody would lose sleep over. What do you give me the credentials of Eliezer? And all of a sudden you start to see, oh, the one little question of the Chidah starts to take you on a road where you start to see that wherever you put your finger in the Torah, there's no pasuk that you could say, ah, this is boring. Ah, this pasuk, nothing there. As I said many times, and I'll conclude, the Torah is like the Havdil, a very rich oil field. No matter where the guy digs, it's a geyser, oil comes out. The Torah is the same thing. Some people make the mistake and say, oh, this is an interesting part of the Torah, and this is dry. Impossible. In an oil field, anywhere you're going to dig, you just have to maybe dig a little deeper at some spots, but eventually you're going to hit oil. And here's a classic case. Vayomer el avdo zekan beto hamoshe bechalelo. Could you get anything drier than that? Could you get anything that is not exciting than that? And look over here, the Gemara reveals to us why Eliezer's Torah was so important to the shichut of Yitzhak Avinu. You know, so we should be zocher that we should have the merit that just like Yitzhak Avinu found Rivka in this week's parasha, all the girls, all the boys that need to find the shidduchim as well, or the olam and mezaveg the zivugim, and they'll have bait neiman b'Yisrael. Amen. Ken yirakot. Next week I'm traveling, Rabotai, so you can take the week off. I'll be working.